Now, this becoming has a certain rhythm. What is that rhythm? Maharshayah saptapurve chatvaro manavastatha madbhava manasa jata yesham loka imaha prajaha. This is verse number 6. So what is new in this chapter which is revealed is this one. Maharshayah saptaha purve chatvaraha manavah tatha. From me have arisen 7 rishis. And from me have arisen 4 manus. 7 rishis have arisen out of me. This is the secret of the manifestation, secret of becoming. I have no origin, but the world has origin in me. And when the origin takes place from me, then what comes out of me? Maharshaya Sapta Purve. First of all, 7 rishis come out of me. And then Chatvaraha Manavaha, 4 manus come out of me. Madbhavaha, they all come out of me. Manasa Jata, they are born out of my mind. Yesham Loka Imaha Prajaha. And all the rest are simply Prajaha, are all creatures of these. So one secret is given. First Saptarshi, 7 rishis and 4 manus. Now you will find that Sri Krishna doesn't explain who are the 7 rishis, who are these 4 manus. He is a master teacher. So you have to understand, in every chapter he gives a kind of a key and he gives you a new knowledge and then leaves you to your own resources so that you may really learn with a great tapasya.
This process is not a one-time process, it's an ongoing process.
Yes, that also. But you might say that given the process of the present stage, present evolution has reached a certain stage. So there can be a history of evolution.
Can we take this?
There is something I have recurrence.
Yes.
But there is also something that has happened and occurred.
So the two are going on simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
This Saptarshi should be in the relation with this Saptarshi stars also. The names are there in Saptarshi stars.
That is true. That is a mythological explanation.
Yeah.
But we shall go to the essence. We shall go to into this all this because 7th chapter to 12th chapter, the 6 chapters are important because such treasures of knowledge are given in these 6 chapters. I am at present only noting down those words rapidly so that we know, we look forward to understanding of this. Then in this chapter number 10, the important point is that even with this prajaha which are born, there is a method of this manifestation. And that method is vibhuti. Saptarshi, 4 manus, and vibhuti. These are the 3 important words in chapter number 10. Chapter number 11 is the most important chapter. Because now here the knowledge is given with open eyes. Up till now was the knowledge given in terms which are mysterious, difficult to penetrate. And now Arjuna becomes quite impatient. Lot of knowledge is given. So now he says that now I am quite all right, all that you have said is all right, now you show me yourself. So now the knowledge is as it were given physically, with your own eyes, pratyaksha, is now no more in words which are mysterious and difficult to penetrate. So in chapter number 11, is now we are told what is the true knowledge. Unless you have this knowledge, you should be able to see God face to face. And you can see God face to face. Even those who believe that God is nirakara, for them this is a startling statement, that God is both nirakara and yet he has an akara. And what is that akara? One of the supreme forms of the divine. Even that is given and expounded in clear terms. It is also a startling statement that God can be seen. God as a form. It is not a mythology to say that one sees God. There are experiences. Of course, Sri Krishna says that this cannot be seen by physical eyes. Sri Krishna explains that this is not to be seen by physical eyes. Therefore, I shall give you Divya Chakshu. I will give you the divine eyes. But one can have divine eyes. That is an important fact of knowledge. It is to be known that divine eyes is not mythology. It's not a myth. It's not a story. It's not a novel. It's a fact that one can have a subtle inner vision. And you can have this vision that Sri Krishna gives. And then the most important element in this knowledge is, Sri Krishna says, that this divine who is without origin, whose movement is through Saptarshi and four Manus, and whose manifestation is in the Vibhuti, the whole world movement is actually he. Even though they are in me, but I am not in them. And yet, all this world is nothing but myself. And all that is now happening is actually happening now in me. This is the new knowledge. Don't think that this Mahabharata that you are seeing before you, and I am standing apart from it, not at all. This entire armies which are arrayed before you, you look at me, see this Vishala Drishti, and you will find all this contained in me. And all this is being fought now in me. Your idea that if I fight, they will be killed, if I don't fight, I will go away from my duty, all these questions are arising in you because you think you do not know that there is somebody else who is acting. It is all being done by me. Once you know that all this is done by me, where do your questions remain? If I kill, who are you to kill? All this is done in me and by me. And once you know it, you just have to look at me and you have to do what you are to do. It's inescapable.